Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.
Courts recently have been investigating concerns over how much time people are spending
on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Statistics have been showing young people are looking at their phones for an increasing
amount. Should we be looking forward to a more technologically advanced future?
You're probably familiar with the ongoing discussion on how much time should we be spending looking at screens, particularly for younger generations. But today, we're taking a different angle on it. Today, we're not talking about social media or social pressures. We're actually visiting one school who believes that when it's done right, the power of technology could have a huge hand in future education. I went to Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate to find out more. But firstly, to the Science Corridor. I've got a whole classroom of people in Year 11. Can we have a bit of a cheer to prove you're here? I talked to biology teacher Mr. West during his class of 15 and 16-year-olds about how long he's been using his new interactive smart board and what effect it's been having on teaching.
Yeah, we've had these from the start of the year, so about 3 weeks now we've been teaching with them, and they've really improved engagement in the classroom. So you come to us at the end of the lesson. We've just done a lesson on the endocrine system, which is an important aspect of biology, the human body, and we're just going to do a quiz now. The students are going to label a diagram of the endocrine system. They've got laptops in front of them. They're going to be able to label it, and then we're going to see their results on the board.
Do you think they should get all these right? Is this exactly what you've just been learning?
Yeah, they should get it all right, I think. I've got confidence in them.
Have you lot got confidence in yourselves?
No.
So one quiz and six questions later. How are you feeling about how your class did? Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm very happy. They seemed quite engaged with what they were doing. Some good answers, and it's also good that they can see where they've gone wrong as well, so they can improve for next time. But yeah, we've got some good answers. I can analyse the data later and see how well they've done, and then we can address any misconceptions next time. So it's very useful.
Further down the corridor of Queen Ethelberger's Collegiate, I took a peek inside Mr. Campbell's maths lesson with his Year 5s. Unlike the Year 11s, these youngsters have been using the Smart or Promethean board for quite a while now. So after plenty of trial runs and lessons with it in use, how does Mr. Campbell feel it's gone?
I found them brilliant. They're really, really good. They're really engaging for the kids. They're very involved, easy to look at, a lot easier than the old projector boards that we had. So, yeah, they're great. Very interactive.
And what sort of things do you do on them during classroom time?
During classroom time, we get the kids working on them interactively, so we might have some puzzles on there for them to solve that are linked into the objectives that we're teaching. They're great for sort of showing slideshows and being interactive with the slideshows, annotating them, that sort of thing.
And do the kids seem to enjoy them?
They love them, yeah. They're a bit nerdy in my class. They've got a catchphrase where we sketch on the screen. And if we ever put on screen sketch, the whole class say, "Sketching on the screen."
Oh, I feel like I want to hear a demo of that later on.
Sketching on the screen.
There could be, the traditional methods of teaching, if I can call them traditional. You would hand out worksheets. You would maybe write on a blackboard or even a whiteboard. Do you feel like this sort of has more advantages over that? Is the practicality levels, is it quicker, is it more efficient?
It is, actually. We can use that for assessment of the children's work rather than having them just filling in the books all the time, which is great because the written word is super, but it's just a different angle of looking at their understanding. You've got to be careful not to just use it for technology's sake. It has to actually sort of fit in with the lesson, but you can record data in different ways. Yeah, if you're taking surveys, that sort of thing, you can certainly get instant results and figure out who's struggling with the concept and who understands what's going on, basically.
Fantastic. Okay, Isaac. That's a fairly straightforward thing, wasn't it? Yeah. Will. Okay. Another question now. Martin, can you tell us what you're going to do mentally to do that?
So the game that seems to be happening is a little bit of a warm-up game. There are some subtractions on the screen, and one by one we're coming up and guessing, working out what the answer is. We've got some great mathematicians in this class so far. And along the way, there are a variety of answers that result in superhero masks. We have 8 to find. And we've just found our third one.
My name's William, and I'm 10.
And how do you feel about your maths lesson today? Are you a good mathematician?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah. Mr. Campbell, a very good teacher.
Oh, nicely said. Like that one. And what do you think about the Promethean board, about the very, very smart bit of kit in front of you?
Very modern. It's very useful. Like, normally we would have whiteboards and stuff, but it's better, really, because you can, like, do more stuff on it.
I'm Sophia and I'm 9.
And what's your favourite thing to do on screen?
I like when we sketch, I think, and you can, like, draw and write anything.
What would you like to draw? If we weren't in a maths lesson, if we were in an art lesson, what would you like to draw on the screen?
Mr. Campbell.
The next task of the lesson involves the children being given a mathematical question, getting into teams and filming a video to explain how they would work out the answer. These videos can then be displayed on screen, saved for a later date, and as many people may understand, sometimes teaching something to others is one of the best ways of learning yourself.
Isaac,
what's the question that you've got to answer today in maths?
There are 3,257 people at the rugby match. This is 1,138 people more than last week. How many people are at the match this week?
What they're doing is it's showing their understanding of the actual, the method that they're using. So if they're talking to the camera about what it is that they're doing, it's showing me really, really visually that they know exactly what to do. And if they make any mistakes, if they sort of make any missteps, then we can look at that mistake and rectify it. And that's how you learn, is through making mistakes. So that's what we're doing here.
So they're almost becoming the teachers here.
That's right, yeah.
A huge thank you to the staff and students of Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate talking to me today about their smart boards, their Promethean boards, and the potential future of technology when it comes to education. If you'd like any more details, you can have a look online at qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's Collegiate on Stray FM's Family Show.